The Calgary Police Service, CPS, as reporting a missing woman, Amy Elizabeth Fallman, 25, has been found deceased. The CPS confirmed Fallman's discovery in a brief statement released on social media late Tuesday evening. According to the CPS, her death is deemed non-criminal in nature and no further information will be released. Prior to the woman's discovery, Foothills Search and Rescue and Cochrane Search and Rescue had been lending a hand in the search for the Calgary woman, who was believed to be missing near Cochrane. Fallman had last been seen on Sept. 29, where she left her home in the 300 block of Hockland Place Northwest, and was reported missing the following day when she did not return home, the Calgary Police Service, CPS, stated in an October 1 press release. According to a media release on October 7, investigators had been asking for anyone who potentially had dashcam footage of Fallman's silver Nissan Murano in the area of Cochrane traveling on Highway 1A to northbound Highway 40, past Wiperus Village, on Friday, September 29, 2023, between 12 p.m. and 6 p.m. to contact police. CPS had initially believed she was in the Kananaskis area, and on Wednesday, October 4, police issued another statement that they had located Fallman's vehicle, a 2010 Nissan Murano. Following that discovery, Cochrane Search and Rescue, CSAR, and Foothills Search and Rescue, FSAR, organizations comprised of volunteers that undergo specialized training in search and rescue and missing person behavior, were tasked to search for Fallman the area northwest of Wiperus Village, near Cochrane. Cochrane is the lead agency, and they're doing a magnificent job, and they brought in Foothills Search and Rescue to assist, Tom Christie, a search manager with FSAR, told media representatives at the time. The terrain we covered is very dense brush, very difficult searching. Also joining in the search for Fallman were equine and ATV search teams, and Christie added there had been a tremendous turnout of support from spontaneous volunteers, members of the public, ballooning the effort to over 100 strong. I saw yesterday early in the morning, there was close to 50 to 75 spontaneous volunteers with their ARTVs and on foot with us, Christie said, adding SAR members were organized into teams with volunteers. FSAR directed and included in our ranks some spontaneous volunteers, and our members are well equipped, very knowledgeable. It was quite heartwarming to see all these people responding to the requests of the family. With files from Tim Kalinowski, Great West Media.